you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you all 24-7, where you're gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at your favorite podcasting app, or always at crabdiving.com, excuse me. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. Lots to talk about. I don't believe we had yesterday off, so we haven't spoken since KimFest.
Oh yeah,
2018,
the summit.
Lots to talk about. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, slinging e-turds, etc. Join us.
Yay.
And thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I've been watching the news, just sort of thinking about what's going on in the world. And I've come to the conclusion that Trump is a Dalek. For those of you, Harry.
Doctor Who?
That's Doctor Who? I was going to say Harry Potter.
Daleks or
Doctor Who? A Dalek, a robot that is obsessed with destroying everything.
Exterminate. That's Doctor Who.
That's Doctor Who. Fuck.
Harry Potter.
Oh, whatever, man. That's a fuck up.
Wow, nerd hate coming your way.
But is it right though? Is Trump a Dalek? Yes or no?
I guess.
Predictions.
Daleks are more charming.
they're death robots.
I exterminate.
You're right. That Dalek sounds a lot more charming than our rapist in chief.
I think Daleks are, you know, like Steve King to me is more Dalek-esque.
Steve King.
Yeah.
Not Stephen King.
I've never met Stephen King, the writer, but Steve King, the tap dancing neo-fascist, neo-Nazi fuckwad from Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Who's in the news now.
Right.
We put it on our Facebook and on our Twitter. Join us on our social medias, Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Steve King, let me pull up that story. Steve fucking King retweeted like a neo-Nazi, not neo-Nazi-esque, not you know, a kind of a nationalist guy. He retweeted and avowed white supremacist Nazi in Europe.
God damn.
Retweeted.
Right. I mean, you know, Trump is aligning himself with strongmen. We've got this faction of the Republican Party, or let's just call it the fucking
faction.
Let's just call it the Republican Party. They're turning into fucking Nazis.
Well, right. And this couple of the elections on this past Tuesday, which was yesterday, you know, a couple of Trumpians won. Poor Marky Sanford. I guess he can go.
He can go and try to
calm himself down. He can go on the Appalachian Trail again.
Well, you know, props to Schittler because, hey, Trump, you know, I kind of think that whole Mark Sanford thing is the most underappreciated political scandal like ever. And I'm kind of happy that Trump brought it up again because nobody can forget.
He could have done better though.
Wait.
He said maybe he'd be more comfortable in Argentina.
Which
is where he really was.
Right.
Trump could have been funnier and said,
oh yes,
maybe he'd be happier on the Appalachian Trail, which is what for those who don't know the story, Mark Sanford was the governor of South Carolina, I believe it was. And he vanished. Like, his staff didn't know where he was. Nobody knew where the fuck he was. And when the press, after a day or two, you know, they start to notice that the governor is not anywhere. The press, they asked the press, and one staffer, I think, said something like, oh, he's gone off on a little vacation. He's hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, it's so fucking
Meanwhile,
funny.
He was down. He snuck off, flew to Argentina to have Bangfest with his Argentinian mistress.
Bangfest. God. You know, this is kind of off topic, but my brother and I, we were talking about hiking. And so, you know, he's a park ranger up in Alaska.
Sure.
And he was telling me that we were talking about how bear attacks.
Naked or the animal?
Oh, naked. I was mauled by an otter. I liked it. How they're accounted for, you know, because in the I read that book by Bill Bryson, A Walk in the Woods.
Sure.
His accounting of walking the Appalachian Trail. And
good book.
Great book. And a lot of it is dedicated.
Did you see the movie?
No, there's a movie.
Wasn't there a movie?
Fuck.
I don't think I could do it.
There's
but
no
I,
movie
I think there, I is, thought there was a movie.
I'm sorry. I hate to be one of those nerds, but no movie's going to capture the magic of that fucking book. Not to sound like a twant or anything like that. But
well,
damn,
they seldom do.
Right. But like a lot of the book is Bill Bryson's. He talks about how he's worried about getting attacked by a bear. Most of the book, he talks about that. And which he should be. He's hiking through the fucking mountains.
Robert Redford, Nick Nolte.
Oh my God. I'm going to watch that, actually. That sounds so good. Nick Nolte plays his insane friend.
Yeah, yeah.
His insane friend.
I forget his name. But
oh,
yeah.
His insane friend.
It is a great book. Go to crabdiving.com/audible. Listen to it if you don't have time to read.
Yeah, yeah. His friend who brings.
When you don't have time to read.
Or you can't because you went to school in Georgia.
Alabama, Mississippi.
Yeah, whatever. What is it? Oh, yeah. But the bear attacks on the Appalachian Trail are only accounted for if they happen exactly on the trail. If the bear grabs you by the skull, pulls you off the trail, and then eats you to
but
death.
But that's an attack on the trail.
Doesn't count.
What if you wander off the trail to go
talk to the trail
empty
fuckers?
Your bladder.
They don't give a shit. It's not
it's
on the
trail.
It's
where you die?
It's where you die.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people don't know that.
Well, that's good.
It's not good.
Keeps the official
it's
numbers
massaging
down.
Massaging the numbers.
It keeps people from being scared when they're walking the Appalachian Trail.
Which you should be then.
Well, yeah, you should be vigilant. You're out
vigilant.
In there.
Oh, shit, this bear is going to drag me by the skull into the bushes. I better be vigilant.
Bring
the
bear
fuck
mace.
Are you talking about? Oh, yeah, bear mace. That always works. It's good for one squirt.
Carry a big old giant gun.
It's good for one squirt, and people only carry one thing of bear mace typically. Okay, here comes a bear. I maced him. He's out of commission. Now his friend, his buddy, the other bear's going to fuck me up.
I don't think bears hunt in packs, do they?
You're asking.
It's
I don't,
like mama bear, and that's the worst. That's the scariest.
We don't
mama
understand
bear with babies around.
Wild animals. We think we have this understanding of how wild animals do this, how they do that. We don't fucking know.
The good news story of the day, though, is that little trash panda that made it to the the top of that building.
That's racist. Don't call him a trash panda.
I believe he was referred to that also on our Facebook page. Not a lot of raccoon sympathizers apparently on the Facebook page.
Oh yes,
but I was cheering for the little guy. If you don't know what happened, this raccoon climbed, got stuck. They think he was probably looking to raid some birds' nests. So not an honorable, but he's an animal. But got caught like on a ledge. And then he didn't think he could climb down, so he just started climbing up, and he kept going up and up and up, and people spotted him, and then they were worried he was going to fall, and he made it. Finally, last night, they had footage of him finally making it to the roof.
Do you think he knew what he was doing?
Where he was trapped and killed.
No, I mean,
I'm kidding. They gave him some cat food and some water.
Did they put him in a camp?
And they did capture him and take him down, and I'm sure he's going to be a celebrity now.
Did they take away his raccoon babies and put him in cages?
I don't think these raccoon babies are, they know where they are.
Right. Hey, by the way,
he may have a penis too. I don't know. I don't know. Do raccoons stay together? I don't know anything about raccoon families.
I thought you just asked me if raccoons have penises. I was going to say absolutely.
I'm sure they do.
Right, Kate?
Half of them. But do they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do they? I don't know anything about raccoon families. I'll have to watch a National Geographic or some shit.
Hey, speaking of right-wing nut job dickbags, I did a show last night at this place called The Midnight in Gainesville.
Gainesville, Florida.
And I just want to say that audience is so fucking liberal and progressive. They're all young kids. They fucking hate Trump. There's all these fuck Rick Scott bumper stickers all over the place. Oh, God. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, he's not popular.
It was hopeful. You know, it gave me hope because I was like, oh, okay. But then I drove through Milton and some place called Ebro and then Lynn Haven, Florida, and that hope went away. So,
and you got swinging. You can't swing a dead pigeon without hitting a church.
There's enough churches,
why
man.
Are you swinging a dead pigeon?
I don't know. You know what I saw? I saw a church, an old church that had been made into a gun store, off the side of the road. And on the side of it, it's just spray painted in red paint.
Something kind of fitting about that.
I know, right? Spray painted in red. Guns!
All right.
God.
Guns and Jesus.
Yes.
It's a rainy, stormy Wednesday here.
Oh, yes.
On the 11s for the weather here in No Flow in the Panhandle. I saw somebody on telly talking about the summit in North Korea. And how Trump, you know, basically turned into like a timeshare salesman.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, you know, oh, Kim, you've got those great beaches. Did you hear what he said about the beaches?
No. What did he say?
I should try to find that clip.
And by the way, nobody in North Korea did either, because if they own radios, their family and their family's family, they're all in fucking prison camps.
Trump said, I said to him, you got those beautiful beaches. And then he said to the press, he said, you guys have seen those beaches in those films when they're shooting off the cannons into the water.
Oh, my God. What is he talking about?
You should see those beautiful beaches. I said, you could put hotels there and condos.
And we're not.
No code.
Listen, do we have to be naive little nut fuck faces? Nut faces. That we don't think that the only reason this guy is in office and his whole family, they're just getting rich. They're just enriching themselves. They're just building more condos and licensing bullshit like Ivanka. It's crap.
Yeah. It was after the summit and he was giving that, you know, typically Trumpian press conference about how great it was, and was like, I've been up for 25 hours, but I'm sacrificing to see you guys. It's okay.
Jesus Christ. It's nuts. That whole summit was fucking bananas.
Well, and nothing burger.
Nothing. Well, no, not
on our side.
Yeah.
It's not a nothing burger. We gleefully pride our butt cheeks open and offered lube free access.
Right.
And now there was a report today that Korean media, his North Korean media, Kim's, you know, state run media, his Fox News, let's call it. Their version of Ducey. I don't know. Well, I do know who it is. It's a woman. It's a woman with a really creepy backdrop.
Oh,
did you ever
gosh.
See one of their news reports?
No, I never have.
They're state-run media. It's a woman.
Yes.
And she's in really traditional Korean bright-colored garb. And there's like no green screen or anything behind her. It's like a cheap...
Yeah.
Go to a ghetto Chinese restaurant.
Okay,
And somebody's uncle painted a Chinese... scene on the wall.
Back. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what she's in front of, like some cheap
shit, guys.
Knockoff. It's really sad. But they're telling their people there that Trump said he's going to drop sanctions.
Is he going to?
What?
Well, wait.
Oh my God, no.
Well, we don't know that.
He better not. Right.
He went into that room. With no one.
Yeah.
He went in there with no. But he can say he will. He could have
sure.
said it. He would. He didn't.
We don't know what
know.
Happened. I tweeted out. I don't know. Yesterday, today. when two of the world's most notorious liars get into a room together alone, who can fucking believe a word from either side about said or done or agreed to?
I mean, we don't know. The thing is, I was listening to all this coverage on the summit. He didn't read that PDB, so he didn't know what the fuck is going on. That, what is it? Presidential briefing?
Daily
what,
briefing.
Whatever the fuck. So right. He didn't know what the fuck is going on. I don't think he knows a lot about the our history with North Korea. Do you?
I was preparing for this my whole life.
I'm going to wing it. But like, I was reading where the Pentagon, they don't really know if he's calling off those military exercises. They don't know if he knows what that means.
Well, and didn't little Mikey Pence come out and say, oh, we're not going to do that?
He say that?
In a rare releasing his ankles for 5 seconds to stand up.
Trump said we'd save so much fucking money if we just stopped those irritating little military exercises. What do you think about that?
This might be...
of North Korea. Sorry. Specifically, the people are... Kim Jong-un is saying he's wanting a brighter future with prosperity for his people, yet we know they've lived under oppression. You showed him this video of what the future could be like, but do you have an idea specifically of the...
Oh my God, did you see that video? That creepy... You would have sworn it was... It's on our Facebook, right. And we tweeted it too, I think. You would have sworn it was some cheesy North Korean... propaganda bullshit.
Oh yeah, I saw. Are they like holding hands?
But it's well, him and the South Korean president were holding hands, the and the clip they used. But it's Trump. It was so creepy. It's like North Korea can have, look at all these hotels you can have, look at all the Trump towers, dude. You can have, you guys can be rich fucking evil assholes just like us.
He's a used car salesman.
And it's a horrible production values.
Right, right.
It's really like Steve Miller was sitting in his basement between jerking off to live feeds of the refugee kids suffering in cages.
Oh my God!
Oh, can I get a webcam on that one,
dude? That's making me nuts.
And Steve, so it looks like he did it like in Windows Movie.
Oh yeah, Windows Movie Maker.
This is so horrible. Juvenile and bad and creepy.
Yeah.
So that's what this person's talking about. That, and he supposedly showed that video to Kim. What an embarrassment.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, he showed it to Kim Jong-un, who's a fucking dick bag. I mean,
before we talk, I've got this video for you.
That's so fucking horrible.
You showed him this video of what the future could be like, but do you have an idea specifically of the model that he would like to go towards? Economically, is he open to more economic freedom?
It's a good question. So you saw a tape today, and that I think was done really well, but that was done at the highest level.
Talking about the tape that was done. You saw the tape today.
The tape.
You know, he's 70. We'll let him say tape.
Did you see the tape? live on tape.
And now he's crowing about it. It was great. It was done at the highest levels.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Somebody was high when they did it.
Oh, yeah.
How I'm interpreting it.
Right.
Because that's the only way.
Today. And that I think was done really well. But that was done at the highest level of future development. I told him, you may not want this. You may want to do a much smaller version of this. I mean, you're going to do something, but you may.
What?
Wait. Wait. Wait.
Yeah, he just said that.
What was it? A future
higher... It was done really well, but that was done at the highest level of future development.
The highest level of future development.
The highest level of future development. That's all. That's the only thing we accept at Crab Diving. Kate, from now on, everything you do at the highest level of future fucking development.
Someone could please translate for that for us at Crab Diving on the Twitter. That would be great. I don't know what the highest level of future development. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, you're going to know. I guess. I mean,
I told him, you may not want this. You may want to do a much smaller version of this. I mean, you're going to do something, but you may want to do a smaller version. You may not want that with the trains and the everything, you know, super everything, the top. And maybe you won't want that. It's going to be up to them. It's going to be up to them. It's going to be up to the people what they want. They may not want that.
This is fresh from the summit.
What is he talking about? Something that will pop. Is he talking about the video Kim's going to make about this?
I don't know.
Is he?
I don't know.
You won't want that. It's going to be up to them. It's going to be up to them. It's going to be up to the people what they want. They may not want that. I can understand that, too. But that was a version of what could happen, what could take place. As an example, they have great beaches. You see that whenever they're exploded.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Keep going.
What could happen, what could take place. As an example, they have great beaches. You see that whenever they're exploding their cannons into the ocean, right?
You know, what's wrong with him?
He's a moron and a used car salesman and a fraud who has failed upward his entire entitled fucking life.
I mean, I guess, dude, if you said to me, I challenge you to describe this country that's one big giant concentration camp in a favorable way, he's just, it's like, well, they have beaches. That's nuts.
I don't know what it
is. That's crazy. What does he mean that the people will decide? They don't decide shit.
Well, right.
He's starving.
He's also mentioned how much the people love Kim Jong-un. They love him there.
No.
Because they're thrown into prison camps if they don't love him there.
Donald, they all have to, don't they have to have a picture of his ass?
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be up to them. It's going to be up to the people what they want. They may not want that. I can understand that, too. But that was a version of what could happen, what could take place. As an example, they have great beaches. You see that whenever they're exploding their cannons into the ocean, right? So I said, boy, look at that. Wouldn't that make a great condo behind? And I explained, I said, you know, instead of doing that, you could have the best hotels in the world right there. Think of it from a real estate perspective. You have South Korea, you have China, and they own the land in the middle. How bad is that, right? It's great. But
I can't wait till there's a Trump Tower. Ivanka's working at it right now. She and Jared, fresh from their did you see that? They made $84 million
on paper. Yeah, and it came out.
They claimed $84 million.
Right.
I have no doubt those frauds, that crime family, raked in more that's going to some secret Swiss accounts or something.
Was it any mistake that it came out when they were in Singapore and all this bullshit was going on? Slipped it out there. What is it? I am, like, listening to this. We should all be distraught around the whole fucking planet because we're in a bad place. We're the leader of, potentially, we could be one of the...
He's in a bad place, too. There's the new shit that came out today we'll get to. Yeah,
but then, like, does that even matter? I mean, think about it, man. This guy, Trump, could be such a force of good. And you look at a country like North Korea... And you think, what could I do to help those people?
Career.
That they're starving. They
check your house to make sure you've got a picture of Kim and his daddy and his granddaddy.
There are people dying in fucking work camps and starving. And he looks and he thinks, oh my God.
That's if you have
build hotels on those fucking beaches.
If they find you with a cell phone. If they find you with a radio that can tune in. The wrong channels from South Korea. And if they, it's horrible.
The only context, it feels like to me, the only way you could negotiate with somebody like Kim Jong-un, you have to say, dude, quit being a war criminal. Stop with these concentration camps. Let the UN in there. Let's help. Let's quit starving your people, dickhead.
Did you see right moments later, Trump had a moment of clarity? Or honesty.
Shit. Yeah.
I think he was exhausted. He was up for 25 hours, you know, and I don't know how many McDonald's they have over there in Singapore.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I'm sure they have McDonald's in Singapore.
Absolutely.
Trump said, they said, do you believe him? Do you trust him? I think he's going to do these things. I may be wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that, but I'll find some kind of excuse. Chuckle, move on.
That's amazing.
There it is right there.
There you go.
Never admit that he was wrong. Never admit he made a mistake.
But then how does he account for what he gave? His saying he's honorable. Kim Jong-un is honorable.
Sure, he's funny.
He's funny.
Sexy. Nice set of balls on him.
He's got a great personality. Yeah. Something, he was like, please make us look thin in this picture.
He's young. His man tits are still perky.
I was like, God, you know why he's not, you might need to make him look thin, Kim Jong-un? He's fat and he's overweight. Most people in his country aren't because they don't have enough fucking food.
Right. The guy that defected was a member of the military who's allegedly the best fed and the best, except for, of course, the elite.
Right.
But he was like starved and filled with fucking worms and parasites.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't going well there.
No. What a slap in the face. Trump told humanity.
Trump told George Snuffleupagus on ABC News that about Kim. Let me see. I might have the audio here.
No, thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much.
So we saw you sign the agreement right in this room. You also said you developed a special bond with Kim. Describe that bond.
Well, it's been a very intense day. And as you know, we discussed things over the last few months.
You did. You've spoken with him before.
I have spoken. Yes, I have spoken.
So this is, you got him right after the meeting in Singapore.
Because they
bugged the fuck out of there.
Right. He didn't go suck Hannity's dick.
At one point, well, he called him. At one point, he says during this interview, this is the whole thing. But at one point, he says his country does love him. His people, you see the fervor. They have great fervor. And you can, I hope it's a close-up shot because you could probably see his little Winkleberry move in his pants, thinking about the American people having fervor, thinking about himself standing there as all the missiles go by and all the military and everybody loves me.
At what point does the rest of the world like look at? Because I think what a lot of us are feeling in this country is like, oh, this is temporary, right? This is temporary and this will end. Mueller's investigation will maybe, I don't know, get him out of office. Maybe the Democrats will win the House. Maybe the Senate will impeach him. It's temporary.
Well, it's not guaranteed. Yeah.
It's not guaranteed. But what does the rest of the planet fucking think?
Oh,
when do they lose
the rest
faith?
Of the planet thinks. We, in our Twitter feed a lot, and even in on our Facebook, we've got a lot of Canadians that are friends of the show that listen.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. It's we still like the American people, but God, you guys let some shitheads take over. And it's like your really cool downstairs neighbor suddenly is doing too much meth and is raging all day and is losing their mind.
I feel like they're giving us a chance. The countries in NATO. There's going to be consequences eventually. I mean, if we keep behaving like if Trump keeps behaving like a totalitarian, we're going to be treated like that. Right?
Right.
I don't know. Why is there a special place in hell for Justin Trudeau, but not for Kim Jong-un? Why doesn't our great leader understand that?
He's
that fucking dumb?
He's wrapping his calves around the dictators like Kim and Putin and Xi Jinping,
China.
What's the guy in Turkey? Erdogan.
Oh, yes.
And
don't those guys want those exercises in the South Pacific to stop? They don't like that, right?
Who?
Like Russia.
Oh, yeah. It
China.
Was Russia. There was a story out yesterday, recently, that said they think stopping the war games was Putin's idea.
No, okay.
That early on, Putin was like, you guys should totally, you want to make friends with North Korea. You guys should totally stop those war games.
But why do they want us to stop the war games? Because all that does is help us be coordinated and prepared, and if we need our allies, right?
I mean, well, right.
Don't we need to do that?
Kim wants America out of South Korea. They want, he wants them gone. And to him, that's denuclearization. Then once you're gone, then maybe we won't need our nukes anymore. But that ain't going to happen. We're not going to take all our troops out of there and take a big old eraser to the DMZ. It ain't going to happen.
We can't. I mean, could Trump take our troops from there? Could he say, okay, we're going to call everybody home?
This is Commander-in-Chief.
Why would we think he wouldn't do the craziest shit? Why do you think that? I mean, maybe we would be lucky and we would have some admirals and generals stand up to him and tell him no.
I don't think they'd be up for that.
I mean, because he just said offhandedly he wants to cease those operations. Well, we don't know.
How do we know this isn't an elaborate setup by the Boltons and your Warhawks of the world?
Like Bannon to create chaos?
Well, they're going to... Okay, Trump's going to get his circle jerk fest now. Yes. And the morons on the right think, look at, he's got world peace. Where is his no bail?
Right.
And nothing's going to come of it. And then things are going to get nasty.
Because Trump's going to be mad that...
And then Kim's going to say, I'm not getting rid of my nukes. Because fuck you. We never said we'd do that. You guys have to leave first. And Trump's going to say, that's not the way it works. And then Bolton throws away the Viagra because he's got another war.
He's got justification for start. A war. Yep. Does it matter if it's a scheme?
It's like what they're doing
if it happens that way anyway.
It's like what they're doing to Rod Rosenstein.
Yes.
The House keeps demanding more and more documents. They want all the evidence.
Yeah.
Everything you've got on the Mueller investigation on the Russia interference and everything.
But what about
and the
treason?
Department of and the Department of Justice is like, no, we it's an ongoing investigation. We don't do that. And it might compromise the rest of the investigation. And the T-tards, the Trumpians, Team Treason.
They're going to grab that shit and tell Trump what's going on, right?
Of course. Devin Nunes is going to slither over there in a microsecond.
And if Devin Nunes doesn't do that, Trump's just going to fucking take him out the next time he's up for a re-election, right?
And so, but they're trying to push Rosenstein into a corner.
Yes.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. Where they're trying to push Rosenstein into a corner where... He's trying to work with them.
Is that
and
from
giving
Who?
Them and met with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, is trying to compromise with them. And they're saying, not enough. We want it all. We want it all. And but they're going to finally he's going to say, fuck you. You're not getting this. You can't.
Yeah.
We're not. We don't. It doesn't work that way. And that's going to give Trump the excuse to fire Rosenstein.
Right,
he's holding out. It's the deep state investigation. Look at him. He's colluding with Hillary.
God, I mean, do we need to get used to the idea that this guy's going to get what he wants? He's going to get what he fucking wants.
It's not going to get better for a little while. He won't get the wall.
He probably won't get the wall, but he'll get a war.
He might get a war. He's working on one really hard in Iran.
Yeah.
And... You know, I think they've got North Korea as a backup.
Oh, yeah. That's good. If this doesn't work out, we could go to war with Rocket Man.
And I don't think he's stupid. How could Kim trust a word that asshole says when he literally was hours away from shit tweeting our major ally to the north and taking a little swipe at some of the others too.
Oh yeah, dude. It's crazy. I mean, it's nuts that how is the G7 such a shit show and this summit was so great? Or was it?
Well, this was a bullshit show. Is what this was.
Well, he gets along with strongmen too, right?
There was nothing. Trump's around crowing, saying, oh, he's offering free total denuclearization. It was a total win. He's not a nuclear power anymore. Win, win, win. Where's my Nobel?
Fuck you.
And now apparently Kim is out there saying, oh, God, the Americans are we cowed them. We won. They're going to give up the sanctions.
Yes. Well, he could have said that. We don't know. He could have said in that meeting, you know what?
He probably did.
We'll get rid of the sanctions.
Yeah. Yeah,
what do you take?
You want us to get rid of the sanctions?
It's Trump. Do you think Trump in that moment knows he's lying, or does he think he can actually do that?
Oh, he probably thinks he can do it,
right?
But nobody knew that the war games thing.
Yeah,
the reports are all that when that was announced.
Yeah,
that everybody, the chiefs of staff, all the guys kind of involved in the war games.
Yes,
were like, what? Wait, what? Well, no, we're not. Yeah, we're not. Yeah. We're not doing that. And even Mikey Pence,
yes,
said something to some senators about we're not giving up the war games.
Well, with the military shit, I thoroughly believe Trump doesn't understand what the fuck he's talking about. Because if you remember earlier this year, he was out doing a bunch of speeches and talking about that fucking stealth plane And he kept talking, and the way he talked about that plane, he was like, if you're sitting right, if you're right next to it, you can't even see mm-hmm. it. He actually thinks it disappears into thin air. It not just, you know, that it avoids radar detection or something. And also we have a Space Force.
Space Force.
So he probably doesn't understand what that means. The war games, right? I don't know.
Well, right. And they're not kind of war games. They're joint. Well, you know. Anyway, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
With our allies, right? They're maneuvers
with the South Korea, right? The Japanese are like, "What are you doing? You can't. What, have you lost your mind?"
Right, right. And then also, like, what are all those troops going to do? It's not like you could just call this off, right? And then what? It's a war. Don't they last for how long? Does it last like 11 days or something like that?
It's a while, yeah.
It's a long time.
Well, and they got to move everything. Did you hear Trump? He's like, we're going to save so much money.
How are you going to save money when all of a sudden your trade routes are getting fucked with by the North Koreans because we don't have a military force down there?
Yeah.
How do you quantify that?
It looks like something was released by mistake from the Mueller.
Oh, shit.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller inadvertently released an unredacted exhibit of evidence against former Donald Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
Oh, shit.
Natasha Bertrand, who's a writer on The Atlantic and on MSNBC, posted the exhibit to her personal Twitter account. 15 minutes later, she posted an update explaining the release was a mistake. Unredacted government exhibit showing alleged attempts by Manafort and Kilimnik. That's, what's his first name? Constantine, I think. Constantine Kilimnik.
KK.
The Russian,
The guy, he flew to Russia, right?
He fled. Kilimnik is a,
Yeah, he did.
Is a oligarch.
Right.
Gazillionaire.
He's a little Manafort's little assistant,
and if you say,
right?
Anytime you say Russian billionaire or Russian oligarch, automatically he has ties to the Kremlin because right. Nobody gets to be a billionaire in Russia without the anointing of Uncle Nipples.
That's the way we want it in America. We're America, bitches.
That's amazing, by the way.
Bitches.
Looks like releasing this unredacted document was a mistake. Special counsel has just refiled this and other docs with redactions.
Do you think Mueller makes mistakes like that?
Somebody just did.
Are they lying? I mean, is this theater?
I don't know. Maybe, but they refiled with the,
right.
You know, the damage is already done, but, it'll be interesting to see. It's a date time from Paul Manafort to Alan Friedman on WhatsApp.
Yes.
Chat.
What is that?
This is Paul.
Right.
And then it's just a list of all these WhatsApp messages that he thought was,
Secure, right?
Yeah.
He just
Telegram also. They've got Telegram chats.
Okay. What is a Telegram? Is it like a normal Telegram?
No, it's an app that supposedly, I think Telegram is supposed to be the more secure the communication.
You got to watch that cloud action, baby.
Encrypted.
That cloud will fuck you every time.
Tomorrow is a big fucking day. Because Friday, I mean, is a big fucking day all around. Paulie Manafort probably going to jail. The odds are most people are predicting that this latest witness tampering, of which we just accidentally saw the evidence.
Oopsie. Is it funny, the evidence, or we don't know?
I didn't read through it. It's like a spreadsheet of the first few are like, hey, it's Paul. What's going on kind of shit.
But what are you wearing?
Probably gets funnier later. I'm hard.
I'm totally really hard.
There you go. That accidentally came out. But so Manafort, is having his hearing.
Oh, shit.
On these new charges. And they think he might be thrown in jail. And that tends to more and more pundits on telly were talking about how that changes one's mind really quickly.
You know what I don't understand? If I'm Donald Trump, I use my wealth. I hire a crack force of commandos to buzz into wherever the fuck Paul Manafort is held up. And I extract him and, you know, hide him somewhere. You know what I mean? Why don't they do that?
Where's it going to go?
Anywhere. Somewhere. North Korea.
Where's that? Who was that one pedophile? What's his island?
Oh, God. Epstein?
Jeff,
the guy.
Jeff Epstein? Yeah. Where?
Trump. Him and Trump raped that girl, right? That civil suit about
allegedly.
That? Yeah, allegedly. Whatever.
Bad news, meanwhile, for Michael Cohen. The one of the theories is that this is a big old message to the Don. That Cohen be flipping.
Ooh.
Cohen's going to cooperate because Cohen was telling people around him that he expected to be arrested at any minute. And sure enough, I think the reports are today that they've actually notified him that he's going to be placed under arrest soon.
Damn.
The
walls are closing in, Shitler.
And today they found out that his lawyers are bailing on him.
No shit, really?
He's switching up lawyers.
Yes.
The New York Times is claiming that it was an issue with payment of legal bills. What a shocker. You mean somebody related to Trump won't pay their bills? Come on.
Oh, man. So how is he going to get another attorney if he's not? Who's going to want to work for a guy that doesn't pay his legal bills if you're an attorney?
Right. Well, and their big thing is, you know, they've been trying to have all these documents declared attorney-client privilege that's unrelated to whatever charges are going on.
Yes.
And this judge, you know, what do they call it? Special master. They appointed the special master.
Master.
And this judge has been going through deciding what's appropriate to use as evidence and what might be covered by this attorney-client privilege.
Right.
Millions of 3.7 million documents seized.
How do you do that?
Seized from Cohen.
Why do you have that many fucking documents?
And
3.7 million. How the fuck is anybody going to look at that, dude?
And that they're done looking. So far they've said less than 1% has been deemed attorney-client privilege.
Damn.
So.
Shit. He's fucked.
He may be fucked.
Special master. Is that what, that was Pence's nickname on his high school wrestling team, I believe.
The seized documents related special to several master. Matters, including Trump's payment to porn star Stephanie Clifford.
Wait, who? That's Stormy,
Stormy,
right?
Stormy Daniels.
Hey, you know what? I got to get some water. I forgot to get water. Do you mind if I go get some water?
I'll get you water. Sorry. Cohen is under investigation. It's not in her contract. She doesn't.
Thanks a lot.
The intern doesn't get water. She makes water. Cohen is under investigation for bank fraud, campaign finance violations, and it says here, other possible crimes. So there you go. Michael Cohen up shit creek. He's got something going on Friday too, I think, is his next hearing. Oh no, I'm good, thank you. So he may be
he's fucked.
Yeah, fucked.
He's totally fucking fucked. Oh, I forgot to shut the door. Thanks. I don't know, man. Do you think he's going to flip? I mean, why the fuck would he? What's the choice? I don't give a shit. I mean, that guy's going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
He's got a family and kids and shit
like
that. And
they hate him, though.
I don't think Manafort will either. Although Manafort, you know, I'm not sure that Cohen has as much Russian and Ukrainian DNA in and outside of him.
Ooh,
as Manafort does. I don't know, maybe.
Call the crime lab.
He did go and try to work on that Trump Tower and shit, though, in Moscow. But
they're all a bunch of fucking goons, man.
You know, I think Manafort may be concerned that his life is on the line if he flips.
Can we just take a moment to recognize, it's pointless to mention, but DTS, that hashtag, drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp?
That was Trump's motto. We're going to drain the swamp.
Well, he did.
He drained the swamp.
Pumped it full of sewage.
Sith lords. It's not even right. Sewage.
Swamps are wonderful places that support lots of life.
This is Mordor. This is like a swamp in Mordor.
This is that farting swamp from...
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Or, no.
Wasn't it Labyrinth? Or was it Princess...
It's a never-ending story.
No, Labyrinth. Labyrinth.
Whoa.
Labyrinth, because the little...
I might challenge you. I swear to God, that's never-ending story.
The farting...
That's never-ending story, isn't it? Kate! We'll look that up right now.
The Bog of Eternal Stench.
That's Labyrinth?
I even remember.
Damn.
I think it's Labyrinth, but I'm looking it up.
It's not the Dark Crystal, are you sure?
I know it's not.
That was great. Remember that? That's the one with all
the Skeksis.
Skeksis and...
Labyrinth, the Bog of Eternal Stench.
Damn, I lose again. What the fuck? I was right on Daleks, at least.
Don't kiss me!
They're hovering over the Bog of Eternal Stench.
Is this the Rose Garden in the White House?
Yep. There you go. That is Washington, right?
That's the Oval Office.
That's the Trump administration.
Right.
The Bog of Eternal
Stench.
What a great movie.
Did you know that Rudy Giuliani Jr. had a job at the White House? I didn't fucking know that. He was a junior staffer. And he had his clearance revoked or something.
His son.
His son.
Giuliani's son. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Why in the fuck does everybody's son have a job at the fucking White House?
That's how they roll. It's a crime family.
It's nepotism. This is all part of fascism, right?
Yeah, sure. The family ruling class.
Right. We got children in cages.
I mean, I don't know that doesn't happen in other administrations.
Okay.
Like, give somebody's kid a stupid job. But did you see why... he got his clearance revoked and everything because he got shitty reviews. Like he didn't play well with others and like
he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. What a shocker, Rudy Giuliani.
Dude, that means he
spawned an asshole.
He's an asshole in that White House. Rudy Giuliani's kid is such a shithead. He got fired from that vile fucking White House.
And
good God,
Jim Kelly wasn't having none of it. Revoked is now he has to be accompanied by someone if he comes into the White House.
I was driving last night. I listened to
Trump told him to promote him.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So now we're waiting to see what happens there. If the axe falls when Trump finds out that Judy's like, you got to give my son a raise, give him a nice, give him a good position.
Reverse cowgirl.
And Trump's over to Kelly. He's like, I don't know Rudy's kid. Rudy's kid, just fucking give him a job. Give him a raise, give him a promotion.
Damn.
And Kelly's like, we're not doing it because he's a shithead.
No, Kelly, Trump's gonna do whatever the fuck he wants to. You can say you're gonna not let him do this or that. I don't fucking believe
that's not gonna endear him to Trump. That's you're anymore. Gonna,
yeah, shut the fuck up. Just give. Why is John Kelly even bothering to say shit like that? Fuck you. He's acting like I love how he's acting like he can control Donald Trump. What a dickhead.
So more and more news places are saying that they think he's likely to cooperate now. ABC News, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen likely to cooperate with federal prosecutors.
Yay. God, who the... Michael Cohen, I mean, who's a bigger scumbag? Paul Manafort or Michael Cohen? If you had to have one of them dog sit for you, who would you pick? Paul Manafort or Michael Cohen?
Michael Cohen.
Oh, wow, that's weird, man. I'm going with Paul Manafort.
Really?
Yeah,
I think, I don't know.
I don't know.
Cohen's family, I guess, still likes him, so there might be some tiny redeemable all thing right. to him. Nobody, Manafort's daughters hate him.
I offer you a third choice, and this might not sway your answer at all.
This is like fuck, marry, kill.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
No, fuck, are you crazy?
He doesn't even factor.
You lost your mind?
He doesn't know.
Manafort's bail hearing is on Friday. He may go to jail.
Yay.
Cohen turns over, or court turns over all Cohen raid evidence to prosecutors on Friday.
Cohen turns over.
So that's when the special master is done. And they're going to say, here's all everything you can use as evidence.
Special master.
So they, you know, they haven't seen it yet. The prosecutors seized all these documents and then they were told you can't look at them because there might be attorney-client privilege. So they usually have a team on the FBI that goes through that shit then. But if they feel like it's even more important, then they appoint a special judge to go through that they guarantee more impartiality to it. They can't squeal piggy squeals. Oh, look, it's deep state. Well, Trump, that's what they're going to squeal.
Right, right. I mean, are we kind of naive to, sometimes I think, are we naive to think that all this shit Mueller is finding out, everything we're learning about this investigation is going to matter? I mean, we're dealing with a guy who is breaking up NATO, just fucking everything up. He's fucking up, the Southern Pacific, a relationship with South Korea. What's it matter what a special counsel finds out on this tyrant? I mean, hopefully something.
Well, yeah. And what comes of it is the main thing. You had Mitch the Bitch the other day saying these last 18 months have been the greatest and since he's been a politician for conservative causes. He's mainly talking about the evil takeover of the judiciary that they've been pumping these right-wing lunatics into lifelong judge spots.
Yes.
That's going to be a cancer that we're going to have to deal with for decades.
Yeah. Oh, God. These lunatics.
Friday's a big day.
Yay!
Big day.
All right.
We find out, prosecutors get the Mueller evidence.
Yeah.
Or the Cohen evidence. And then little Paulie Numbnuts.
Hey, little Paulie Manafort.
Goes back in front of a judge who's going to be none too happy about him trying to intimidate witnesses.
Yeah, yeah. But Trump can just pardon these guys.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depends. But they haven't been charged with anything. Even Trump had a moment of coherence that one gaggle on the lawn a week ago or so when he was like, I don't even think about pardons. Nobody's been charged with anything.
Well, that's true.
So that's, or nobody's been convicted of anything.
Right, right.
That doesn't mean the second they're convicted, he's not going to whip out the pen.
No way. I mean, you know, there's no way he can't say this isn't a total fucking shit show.
It's correct. It's a total fucking shit show.
Damn.
You are correct, sir. Help us out here at Cussin Liberal Media.
Yay.
You can buy shit through Amazon.
Go to Amazon, baby.
I buy shit through Amazon all the time. I can't. I can't buy it through our portal because that's
unethical.
That's untoward.
We got to drain the swamp.
But I just bought some cake vitamins.
Okay.
And a video game for myself.
What game?
My boss gave me an Amazon gift
that's
card.
Very nice.
So I thought, fuck it, I'm gonna buy it.
What violent game did you get?
I'm not saying because it is.
Oh, you can't say. What is it?
Far Cry 5. You'll like it. It's
Space?
The bad guys are crazy right-wing nut jobs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
religious.
I love that.
It's a religious cult.
Oh, dude. You know what? I just had a thought. We got to write this TV show. The following information I'm about to put out there
is trademarked
under crabdiving.gofuckyourself. I want a show where it's just like an elite force of, I don't know. It's a diverse group of, people that kick ass. Who knows? Just big motherfuckers that beat people up. And every week it's the same episode. All they do is go beat up white supremacists. Oh,
they beat Nazis. Yeah.
They beat Nazis. They beat the shit out of Nazis every week. It's a musical.
It's a musical.
Yeah, why not?
Like Cop Rock.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That went a couple seasons, didn't it?
Back in the day. I don't fucking remember. In the 90s or something like that. Who the fuck wants to see a musical about these cops?
Glee worked. Number? Glee worked, but that's a different...
Oh, let's do a musical about police shooting black people.
Right.
Great.
There's other stuff going on in the news. Oh, great. Psychologist warns Trump's mental state is rapidly deteriorating.
Ooh, okay.
Based on Donald Trump's recent public behavior, some of America and the world's leading psychologists, psychiatrists, and other clinicians have concluded the president of the United States is mentally unwell.
Well, goddammit, guys. You voted for a dude. We never figured out what the fuck is going on with him health-wise. We got some weird fucking note from that. What the fuck was that doctor anyway? You remember his doctor, that wacko?
Dr. Vinny Boombatz?
Yeah, that guy. I mean, of course he's crazy.
That was Rodney Dangerfield's
doctor. Oh, yeah, was he? In what?
I just saw my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombatz.
Is that from one of his routines? Or
That was his for his whole career. He would say, I went to my doctor.
Vinny Boombatz.
He said, it hurts when I do that. Right. He said, don't do that.
I'm not surprised Trump is mentally ill. And I'm not surprised he's deteriorating. He looks crazy.
Take my wife, please.
No, yeah. That's Henny Youngman, though.
Yeah, that's Henny.
Henny.
Based on this says this is at Salon, liberal media. Psychologist John Gartner says Trump's behavior is a coup that is not slow moving anymore.
Oh shit! Ooh, see, that's crazy, man. That's what I've been saying. We're in the middle of a fucking coup. Who is this?
A psychologist, dude.
Okay.
Johns Hopkins professor.
Hell yeah, John. Wait. This is hospital.
Trump is getting worse and may be on the boundary of psychosis and reality.
Yeah. Great. Oh, cool.
In their opinion, suffers from malignant narcissism. He's also a compulsive liar who lacks empathy for his fellow human beings and shows no remorse for bad behavior. Most importantly, his personality defects amplify his authoritarian values, beliefs, and behavior.
Oh, yay. Perfect. But hey, don't worry about it. Hey, Vinny Boombatz, don't even tell us about this because it doesn't matter. It's America. We're going to sit around and wait for the midterms. We're going to sit around and wait for the next election.
There you go. Worried about Trump's mental state. A couple of reporters mentioned that they didn't think Trump looked well at points on this trip. He's 73 years old. Yeah, and he eats McDonald's.
Shit. And he's an asshole.
He doesn't sleep. Hate tweets in the fucking morning.
At least he has a healthy relationship with his wife. That helps, right?
yeah, I think they occasionally email each other. No, he doesn't use email. So
he occasionally deposits money in her account, secret account.
And they have to show up together at events on rare occasions.
They love each other.
I think good news for Tim Kaine in Virginia.
Go get him, Tim.
Bad news for the Republicans. Bad news for the soul of the country, because one of the craziest far right lunatics running for the Senate on the total I'm Trumpier than Trump train.
Right.
Total fealty to the God King kind of bullshit.
God King.
One, Corey Stewart.
No shit.
He did beat Nick E.W. Jackson, who may have been even crazier.
But Corey Stewart is crazy.
And the establishment guy, Nick Freitas, got whooped. And now Corey Stewart will be facing Senator Tim Kaine, the incumbent, former vice presidential candidate.
Hey, Tim.
Poor just, choice for vice presidential right, candidate. No offense.
Right. Hey, Tim, just a little criticism here from your last, whatever that was, that campaign you did with Hillary. Spice it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Find some fire, don't you think?
Yes.
Bring a little bit more heat, a little bit more excitement. Look like you're excited to be there. That will help, please.
I
all
like
of
Tim
Kaine.
I mean, I think he, I think it was a poor choice to supplement the Clinton ticket.
Right.
I think she should have picked Sherrod Brown.
Right. Listen.
Who's more of a firebrand.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
I think that would have worked better. Like the, you know, she's a brainiac, kind of, and not the most stellar speaker and shit like that, not the most effervescent personality. And I'm not shitting on her. It's just the way it is. And, it was, you know, Obama was a little more, but Obama was also a brainiac and a thinker.
Obama was an amazing speaker.
And he had a great Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Jolton Joe out to take swings and actually do shit.
Right, but, right.
He actually relied on Biden more than most presidents do on their vice president.
You know, I hear what you're saying, and I think what you're saying is, hey, Democrats, the next time you're faced with, you know, a quasi-Hitler to run against, bring out the big guns. Bring out your firebrands.
Well,
my
Sherrod
fucking
Brown,
God.
Very popular in his home state of Ohio, and would it possibly have prevented that Ohio
the Democrats
Trumpian
should have thought about. You know what the problem is? They thought they were going to beat Trump. They're like a baseball team that is in the World Series and they're not playing like every out is the last out of the
right.
fucking game. They really have some responsibility in this shit. They did not take that fucking fascist psycho seriously, and now look where the fuck we are.
Well, they
look where we are.
They didn't listen to Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Right? He said, you guys got to go to Wisconsin. You guys got to go to Ohio. And the stupid DNC was like, shut up, whatever.
Shut up, whatever. And run Tim Kaine. Run some boar. You got to be out of your fucking mind. That is crazy. You're right about Sherrod Brown. That might have made a fucking difference. Tim Kaine was a lead weight.
Or, I mean,
boring.
She could have pummeled him. Pick
Fuck.
Bernie. Holy shit. Pick Bernie.
When you're running against Hitler, you want to win, and you don't give a fuck how you win.
So, this guy, Corey Stewart, is an anti-immigrant conspiracy theorist.
Oh, my God.
He also took up the mantle of fighting for the Confederate statues. Don't take down my history. This is who the Republicans are running in Virginia.
It's so depressing.
Virginia is supposed to be a purple state.
And we want normal people to understand why Black Lives Matter. If we got our fucking lawmakers, they're fighting for fucking Confederate war memorials that were built during the Jim Crow laws, right? Right?
Many of them, yeah.
They weren't built during the fucking Civil War.
No, it was fuck you, black people. Don't forget what we did to your asses before. We could do it again.
In a country that is good and fair, you want to take down statues where the message is, fuck you, black people. Fuck you, black people is not a message we want with our, you know, with our statues in a motherfucking park.
We don't want that.
Yeah, normal. Yeah. God.
My scar is itching.
What's
oddly
going on?
From
my
broken wrist surgery.
Is it going to rain?
It's oddly itchy.
There's a hurricane coming. My scar is itching.
So this guy compared removing Confederate monuments from public spaces to terrorism committed by ISIS.
How does that? I don't understand that.
Ooh, thunder. In fact, last year he nearly pulled off an upset win in Virginia's gubernatorial primary by heavily focusing his campaign on the preservation of Confederate monuments.
This white supremacist almost won the primary to be governor in a state.
He didn't.
He did?
He didn't. But now he's senator. He's running for, he's the Republican nominee for the Senate, state of the United States Senate.
We're in a bad place, man. We got these Nazis all over the fucking place. Fuck Nazis. Fuck these white supremacists.
Yeah, fucking. I talked about Steve King. Steve King got a God bless Steve King tweet from David Duke.
Oh God! Yay! Hey,
congratulations,
good job,
guys!
Everybody, congratulations! All you white supremacist Nazi fucks, please just start sucking each other off as hard as you can. You're all winning. Congratulations! Congratulations! How great! Oh yeah, let's have Tim Kaine run for vice president. That's boring. That won't matter. Fuck. Imagine if Bernie had ran for vice president like he just said. The Dems would have fucking won. Right?
I believe so. Corey Stewart also has expressed sympathies for the so-called alt-light.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
They think they're racist.
Not as bad as the... Yeah.
Well, I think they're worse. How do you feel about that? They're worse.
He's named Paul Nealon from Wisconsin, anti-Semite.
Blah.
Said Paul Nealon is one of his personal heroes.
Guys, we have a problem in this country. Everybody's fucked up on this Nazi shit. Nazis are bad. They're the worst.
He hangs out with conspiracy theorists, including...
Oh, God damn.
Pizzagate proliferator Jack Posobiec.
It's no Pizzagate, man.
God, I didn't know this. Posobiec was once removed from Comet Ping Pong Pizza for filming a child's birthday party as part of his, quote, investigation into a conspiracy theory.
Oh, you Pizzagate fuckers, please. There's a special place in non-existent hell for you. Oh, fuck God. Off.
Some family has a pizza party for their kid. God. And this asshole is taping it on his phone saying, look, they're grooming the kids. You know, they're slipping some roofies in the
what
Hawaiian pizza.
Imagine you own Comet Ping Pong Pizza, dude. Right. What a great business. I would love to go there. I like pizza and I'm good at fucking ping pong. I'll take your ass out in ping pong and I like pizza. But now it's, you know, it's where the child molesters hang out in the non-existent basement.
Senator Cory Gardner, Republican, said that he does not believe the National Republican Senatorial Committee will be endorsing Stewart.
Oh, whatever.
However, 4:55 a.m.
Yes. Shut the fuck up.
Donald Trump tweeted, congratulations to Corey Stewart for his great victory for senator from Virginia. Now he runs against a total stiff, Tim Kaine, who is weak on crime and borders and wants to raise your taxes through the roof. Don't underestimate Corey. A major chance of winning, which right now he doesn't.
He's a racist.
All right.
He's a racist.
Yeah, sure.
We don't think he's going to win. We got our fucking dickbag president behind him, though. I mean,
Stewart thinks it's his and Trump's party now. He told Breitbart News that if the Republican establishment wants to oppose the president and myself and others who support him on those things, they're going to the way of the dodo. They are going to disappear.
The way of the dodo. He said the way of the dodo.
The way of the dodo.
Where does somebody have that?
Arguably, we would suggest they're already dodos, but.
Yes, yes. Going the way of the dodo. Is that an expression people use a lot? You're going to go the way of the dodo? Or did that guy just make it up?
I may have heard that something similar like that before.
Just odd. That's all. Sounds weird.
The good news, however, in Wisconsin.
Fuck ye, boy.
Where one of those special elections that little Scotty Walker was finally forced to have because he knew that there was a chance that it would be flipped, that the district might flip from Republican to Democrat.
Right.
The district flipped from Republican to Democrat.
Damn.
A Democrat won in an area that Trump won by like 15 points. So again, 20-some point difference in many of these elections, I mean, they may not even win, but the Democrats are getting close, if they're not outright winning, in places that are blood red.
Why was Scott Walker not doing the special election?
Because he knew there was a chance it would flip.
Oh, he would. Yeah,
That's Republicans. They want to cheat.
Right. They were cheating.
Yeah.
And then what happens is someone has to make them not cheat.
The courts.
Right. They have to be sued. They have to be sued into doing the right thing. How wonderful.
He was like, we're saving money. Let's just wait until the general election. But the law says you have to have a special election promptly.
Yeah.
It was because they people in the state Senate left to go work for him, some cabinet member, and they had to refill the spot. And he was like, oh, let's wait. Let's save money and wait. And the courts were like, no. The Democrats were like, no, fuck you. We know we can win.
Right. I'm tired of the GOP saying we need to save money. What about that tax break you guys all got behind?
Right.
What about that? How's that saving money?
Which Trump will be the only one running on that shit. And he's still saying, oh, they're going to... Democrats just want to raise your taxes.
They want to save money by not having the war exercises in the South Pacific.
We'll save money. And also, don't give breakfast and lunch benefits to poor kids.
Oh, yes.
Save money that way.
You know, in North Korea, Trump, it might not be about saving money. It might be about, like, not having, half the world lit up by a nuclear war, which not having that would actually save us money, I think.
Yeah.
Nuclear war is expensive.
In fact, the Democrats got two more spots in Wisconsin, closer to possibly taking back the Wisconsin Senate from the evil fascists.
That would be awesome. It would be awesome to not have fascists run our government. That would be wonderful.
I think it puts them within. Let's see. I can't find the numbers here.
So what does that mean? If we get if Wisconsin gets some fucked up like voter fraud laws or some bullshit like that, they don't have to pass it. Or if Scott Walker wants to do something shitty, they can block it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yep, yep, yep. And I don't know what the rules are, but usually when there's investigations and stuff, that's the party in charge gets to decide what gets investigated.
Wait a second.
That's what we're going through now with the...
Scott Walker doesn't need to be investigated, dude.
No, he does everything out in the open.
Oh, yeah.
He gets caught out in the open doing his bullshit.
Right. Is it true Wisconsin's like Alabama, but without the snow? But with snow.
Yeah, there's a lot of bars.
Yeah.
A lot of bars.
Who do I owe an apology to?
What do you mean?
Wisconsin, definitely. I compared them to Alabama.
Mm-hmm. I lived in small town Wisconsin for several years.
I'm not
arguing with you that much. Well, but there's probably...
There's not.
Birmingham, maybe.
It's not Madison, Wisconsin!
Maybe a little liberal. Maybe Mobile?
No!
Liberal as hell?
No, it's Alabama!
Where's the college town?
It's red as fuck.
Where's
Alabama? University of Alabama, Roll Tide is red as fuck. Auburn, red as fuck.
Milwaukee's pretty liberal.
There's not a Milwaukee county.
Elected that Sheriff Clark inexplicably.
Alabama would elect Sheriff Clark as their duke, as their king, as their czar. They would love him.
No, he's black.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Strike it from the record, Kate!
So that's your election results on Tuesday. Good news overall.
Right. Awesome.
And despite what Trump said, about he said California Democrats lost bigly. That's not what happened at all.
Right. He lied.
I know it's hard to believe.
It true? Is California going to be separated into three chunks?
They got it on the ballot.
Which chunk is L.A.? Obviously the southern chunk, right?
That will be California.
Oh, okay.
And then it's going to be Northern California, California, and Southern California.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is California.
Yes.
Are we in with, would L.A. be in with, Bakersfield?
I don't know, maybe.
Valencia?
I don't know.
Because fuck that. Those places suck.
So, yeah, a bunch of butthurt rural conservatives got it on a ballot, a ballot measure. to split the state into three, which, by the way, would not only require the approval of the state legislature, would then require the approval of Congress by a two-thirds majority.
Right.
I think.
I don't know.
Three-fifths, two-thirds? But there's a it's a super majority to confirm the breakup of a state or the redrawing of a state or whatever. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and also, too, there's no way in fucking hell the U.S. population can handle learning the state capitals of two more states. We're too stupid.
Things are not going well for little Scotty Pruitt.
Hey, little Scotty Pruitt. I want some hand lotion. Give me some protein bars.
Yesterday, it came out with another group that he asked to help find his wife a job.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's daily. It's just daily.
How much do you make, Scott? Did your wife, I mean, you know, does she really need a big, is it so important that you use your power to get her a gig, man?
So, now he's lost Laura Ingraham.
Now Laura Ingraham's?
Laura Ingraham.
The Nazi?
Says he needs to, Trump needs to fire.
Laura, I don't get it.
Scott Pruitt. Ingraham tweeted, she was tweeting the story from The Hill today. Pruitt had aid and GOP donors help find wife job.
Yes.
And she tweeted in all caps, by the way, Pruitt bad judgment hurting POTUS. Gotta go.
Right.
Pruitt had a GOP donors help wife find job report.
But isn't Scott Pruitt doing all he can to roll back environmental regulations?
Well, sure. But they can find, this is what I don't get. Like, they can find a long line of Republicans
that can
eager and hard and dripping to get into the EPA to be able to destroy the country. So I don't understand why they think Scott Pruitt is so magically necessary for that job. Put fucking Twinkle Toes N-word head guy in there. Put Rick Perry
He will gleefully
destroy everything and won't have a cone of silence and spend all that money and shit.
He might spend it on dancing lessons or something like that and costumes. Oh my God.
I don't understand, like, what does Pruitt have on Trump or what's going on there? There's a strange loyalty there.
Well, he gets a gut feeling about people. And he's like, I want Scott Pruitt to be in charge of the EPA. And also, Scott Pruitt is a symbol of how he feels about the EPA. Even on his LinkedIn, Pruitt says, I want to destroy the EPA, right? In his description. I mean, you know.
And now, they say it's his longtime mentor, and this is terrifying. Pruitt's longtime mentor, according they say here, is Senator James Inhofe from Oklahoma, the snowball guy. The guy who, I don't know, was it April or something? Had a staff member go outside and get a snowball. He brought it into the floor of the Senate and said, here's your proof of global warming. Look at the snowball I was just able to make here in July or whatever.
We're that stupid. We are that stupid now. Congrats.
Scott Pruitt. I'm reading from the HuffPo.
Ooh.
Scott Pruitt's longtime mentor. I don't think we ever did the headlines, did we? Scott Pruitt's longtime mentor all but joined the chorus of voices calling on the Environmental Protection Agency administrator to resign.
God, why?
In a radio interview today.
Yes.
With Laura Ingraham.
Oh, shit.
Inhofe, who counts Pruitt as a friend and protege, said the EPA chief, quote, has really done some things that surprised me.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, the lotion.
All these things that are coming out are really not good things. Ooh. I've kind of taken the position that if that doesn't stop, I'm going to be forced to be in a position where I'm going to say,
yes.
Well, Scott, you're not doing your job. Hopefully that'll change.
When you're somebody's security guard, when does your title? I mean, does Scott Pruitt think of his security guard as the guy that protects him or the guy that gets him protein bars?
His lotion.
Yeah, my lotion.
lotion. Says the two were so close, Pruitt was long said to be considering a run for Inhofe's Senate seat when the 83-year-old retires.
Oh, my God. Retire.
Ingram said Pruitt's hurting the president with extravagant spending and embarrassing personal revelations that he ordered aides to buy him a used Trump hotel mattress and to track down his favorite moisturizing hotel lotion.
Moisturizing hotel would be funny if you... Yeah. What kind of lotion is that that he get? What is that? Is it aloe in it? What's in it that makes it so special, dickhead? Why can't you just order it on Amazon yourself?
Ingram said it's death by a thousand cuts. We just don't need it. No one's perfect, but there's just so many of these things.
No one's perfect.
Can you imagine a Democrat saying something of no one's perfect?
No one's perfect. I get that the Scott Pruitt shit is insane, and I understand it's nuts, but what I don't understand is the Republican outrage. I don't get it. Why this? There's so many other things you guys are doing that's fucking nuts. You're caging children, but you're mad about the EPA guy ordering lotion.
It's because he's getting caught. Well, the Republicans say they're upset about this Obama administration law.
About the kids?
Right.
That's Jeff Sessions.
But it's also inaccurate because the Obama administration made it a point to not separate families.
Obama never came out onto the podium.
They did deport the fuck out of a whole bunch of people. But they did not separate families at the border.
He didn't make it a case that you want to put toddlers in a little dog kennel or some shit like that.
I don't know. There we go. Now we're on Scott Pruitt watch because the cracks may be forming.
Ooh, yes.
In the armor.
Damn, I'll be shocked. So what? What's it matter? If I'm Trump, I leave Scott Pruitt in there as a fuck you to everybody. I'd be like, I can do whatever I want. I got a guy sending his security guards out to get him fucking hand lotion, and I'm not firing him because I'm Trump. That's what I would do if I was him.
Well, the HuffPo, a little bit behind the news. I think this happened. I think we tweeted it out yesterday, but the headline at the HuffPo.
We scooped the HuffPo.
Says GOP rep promotes famous neo-Nazi on Twitter.
Oh, shit. Take that, Ariana.
And that's Steve King. Representative Steve King retweeted a British neo-Nazi.
Oh, great. How'd they have neo-Nazi?
The latest on in a series of incidents in which the congressman has parroted or promoted the views of unabashed white supremacists and other bigots.
Hello, I'm a Nazi. I am a neo-Nazi.
King tweeted, linking to an anti-immigrant tweet from a political activist, Mark Collett.
Is this a Nazi?
C-O-L-L-E-T-T.
Hello, my name's
Mark. One of Britain's most high-profile white supremacists. He's expressed admiration for Adolf Hitler and has called himself a Nazi sympathizer. Has called himself a Nazi sympathizer.
I'm a Nazi sympathizer, I am. Governor.
King's office, they say here at the HuffPo, did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
Right.
The tweet has not been deleted.
Why would it be? No one that votes for Steve King is going to give a fuck about this. They might like him more.
So Mark Collett, Europe Nazi, Brit Nazi, tweeted something about 65% of Italians under age 35 now oppose mass immigration. Italy's having a little bit of a fascist-y upsurge. They should know better. They should really know better.
So should we.
And Steve King retweeted that and said, Europe is waking up. Will America in time?
I don't know.
In time means before the Browns take over.
Now, I was thinking in time means before we get more you Nazi fucks running for office. I don't know.
Well, from his perspective, he means... Will we wake up in time to save us from the brown wave?
I wish there was a brown wave coming to save us. That's what we need.
They did in Alabama.
Absolutely.
Saved Alabama from Roy Moore.
Right.
Barely.
Kate, did Akonda ever call us back or no? Wakanda. Fuck me. Did Wakanda ever call back? Okay.
Fictional.
Right.
Equally as good as thoughts and prayers.
Right. But cooler.
There is a... I thought I had a story about... No, I can't find it. But there was a Republican...
Yes.
Somewhere. that
I mean, how badass would it be to see in a movie scene if you the next Black Panther? Hey, if you guys aren't done with the Black Panther yet, in the next scene, the next movie, have a scene where Black Panther beats the shit out of Steve Bannon or something. I might like that. That would be cool. Take it under consideration. That would be awesome.
The here's a guy who isn't hiding.
Ooh.
They're oh, this is the one. Not hiding again. Like Steve King proudly retweeting a Nazi.
Right, absolutely.
Hasn't deleted it.
No.
This is Arizona.
Yes.
Which every once in a while tries to remind us that the crazy racist xenophobe fuckwad states are not only restricted to the Southeast.
Right.
This is a state rep in Arizona. Let's identify him, of course, as a Republican.
Boo. Why are all these Nazi fucks Republicans?
I don't know if you can hear him.
Yes.
We'll see what the audio is like. Otherwise, I'll just speak up, Nazi transcript.
60% of public school children in the state of Arizona today are minorities.
60% of public school children today in the state of Arizona are minorities. Okay.
So, what's your point, dickhead?
Arizona today are minorities. That complicates racial integration because there aren't enough white kids to go around.
That complicates racial integration because there aren't enough white kids to go around. So
we're running out of white kids. Oh, no.
Doesn't that mean that when it was 60-40 white kids versus brown kids?
Yes.
That was also detrimental to racial integration because there weren't enough brown kids to go around?
Isn't that the same
logic then?
God, listen to this guy.
Nobody asked him that, of course.
Not.
I'm sure he's at some.
This is the war on white people, right? Like, what is his point? There's less white people. Is that because the brown people are doing something to them?
It's the unchecked immigration and the millions of brown nasty things crawling over the border unchecked.
What a bunch of babies? What a bunch of white little bitch babies? God,
there's
damn.
Not enough white kids to go around. 60-40.
Yes.
So this is exactly why we're in this problem right now. It's this. It's the butt hurt over, oh my God, the country's not going to be majority white anymore.
That's okay.
Fucking shit.
That's fine because that's what it the fuck is. We're evolving. We're progressing. What the fuck?
Representative David Stringer of in Arizona.
Because these dickheads, they see a stat like that and they think it's a conspiracy theory by the brown people to take over. Not that just, the demographics are changing in our country.
And he was happy about this. The video was originally published on his Facebook page, but has since been removed.
Okay.
Here's more of it if you can hear this fucking asshole. So yeah, he's upset balls that 60% are minority kids and that prevents integration because that complicates racial integration because there aren't enough white kids to go around.
Oh my fucking God.
And here it goes. More truths fall out of his racist face.
Yes. That complicates racial integration because there aren't enough white kids to go around. But when you look at that 60% number for our public school students, just carry that forward 10 years, 15 years, it's going to change the demographic voting base of this state. And that's what.
But doesn't.
Oh my God. Those brown kids are going to grow up and vote, and they're not going to vote for the white supremacists. What do we do? They're not going to vote for their oppressors.
God
Holy
damn.
Shit. What are we going to do?
They're not even trying to hide.
No, not at all. Not at all even trying to hide the white nationalism anymore.
We're in trouble. Someone needs to come out and say, hey, that's white nationalism. That's bad. That kind of thinking is going to fuck us the fuck up. It's fucking us up. It is fucking us up.
Look 10 years down the road. There goes the voting base.
We have this block of racist teabag dickheads that I don't know, that Putin was able to manipulate. I never would have thought that would happen. It would never occur to me that Vladimir Putin would be manipulating our idiots. Right. I just assume it was always just the shitty Republicans.
Here's more.
Oh, God.
10 years, 15 years, it's going to change the demographic voting base of this state. And that's what's going on around the country. Immigration is politically destabilizing. President Trump has talked about this. I'm very concerned about this. This immigration today represents an existential threat to the United States.
You notice he doesn't say illegal immigration.
Right, right.
He says immigration today represents an existential threat to the United States.
God damn. Well, it makes sense if you're a Republican. I mean, because they all got behind Trump saying we got to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the hell is going on.
And then here's his, he sticks the landing.
To the United States. If we don't do something about immigration, very, very soon, the demographics of our country will be irrevocably changed. And we will be a very different country. It will not be the country you were born into.
The demographics will change and it'll be a different country.
Good God, dude. It will be the country you're born right? in.
Maybe it'll be a better country than the racist shithole that you were born in.
Why do you give a shit about this? Why does he fucking care? Right? I mean,
all right.
There's more brown people. So what?
Right.
God, you live in it. They live. Don't they live in a state where, is this Arizona?
Yes.
Are they melting? Don't your road signs melt? It gets so fucking hot.
Sure.
You're worried about too many brown people in your state. Be worried that the people in your state aren't going to melt. You fuck.
So everybody, thoughts and prayers to Arizona. Not enough white kids anymore.
Oh God, there's a war on white people.
And they're losing their minds there.
We got a white supremacist in office with Nazis in the White House. The white people are winning the war. Relax, white people. You're winning bigly.
But they're kind of not, though. I mean, they're not going to stop the demographic tide. They might slow it. I thought I saw a report where they were somebody tried to take into account the neo-fascist, anti-immigration, xenophobic policies of the current administration. And they said, okay, well, instead of 2030... when we become a majority minority country, it'll be 2040. Like it just kicked it down the road for 5 or 10 years, but it's still going to happen. Yeah. You just can't stop it. So why don't we, like we did, I don't know, to the Irish, to the Chinese, to the Italians, to all the Europeans that came over in the immigration in the 19th, 20th century, early 20th century.
Right.
But no, we have to fear them. They're taking your jobs. You're going to fuck your daughters. Your daughters are going to fuck brown people.
I mean, I don't know. To be on the safe side, I think we need to assume these fucking guys are winning. I mean, their guy is president. They own the House. They own the Senate. They own everything right now. This is, we couldn't be losing anymore. We're losing like fuck. We got this white supremacist running around as president, fucking up all our relationships with other countries. The tariff shit. His kids in cages. Jeff Sessions, the AG.
Yeah.
We're losing.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Everybody, we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay. You know the only person that's winning, you know the winner today is, you know who the big winner is? That fucking raccoon.
That raccoon
won. That's a winner. Didn't fall off that building. Still, it would have landed on his feet, right? I mean,
awesome. London Breed won. London Breed becomes first black woman mayor of San Francisco.
Oh, shit.
I didn't see that. Awesome. That's more a good win. News.
You think that raccoon was crawling up that building? Why do you think it did it? I mean,
well, I think he felt that he couldn't go down so that he would climb to the top.
Right.
I don't know.
How did he get up there, though, to the point that...
Well, I don't know. He climbed up and just climbed the side of a building.
Do you think when he got off that building, he saw one of his raccoon buddies was like...
No, I believe he's in animal control right now.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Man. He's in a cage.
Yeah, he'd be getting gassed probably if he
was that raccoon getting deported?
Minor celebrity at this point.
God. Is there footage of it?
Oh my God, there was like Raccoon Watch. It was trending on the Twitter. Hashtag MJ Raccoon or something like that.
Was he just like climbing real fast at the side of the
building? No, he would stop and there were people in the building. You can't open the windows. It's a skyscraper.
Right.
So he would rest on a ledge and there were people with their cell phones like 3 inches from him.
Did he look nervous?
No. He would just rest and yawn and stretch and then start climbing again. Everybody was worried.
He yawned?
Fallen. Plummet
How many
death.
Stories?
He didn't
up?
Have any food or water for two right. days.
Damn.
Yet still climbed the skyscraper.
He didn't have a smartphone or anything to do.
He finally made it to the top in the middle of the night, and there's you can see the footage of him cresting the edge.
And then they caught him.
They set a trap with food for him, and they caught him. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they said they don't want to spook him because it could cause him to jump. Can you imagine that? All that work? And then they spook him and he jumps over the edge.
I just don't want to hear Brian Williams go, tragedy today as the raccoon fell to
plummeted
his death.
To its death.
Right.
So, thanks for joining us, everybody. And thanks for all your downloads. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We love you all a long time.
Danke. Final days of the empire being documented here on this motherfucking podcast, baby.
I hope it's five.
I hope it's not.
Final
Shit.
Days of this empire, though.
Yes.
Not enough white kids to go around.
Not enough whiteies to go around.
Unreal,
what the fuck?
Huh? Unreal.
That's the most racist shit ever.
That's pretty racisty. And there's on the table. Blatant honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
Of where the Republicans are coming from right now.
We need more white kids.
Not enough white kids.
It's too many fucking white kids.
Too many kids.
Oh, yeah. Pull out every now and then, Ohio. Or wait, where is this? Arizona?
Both. Everybody.
Anywhere.
Pulling out doesn't work, but put a little sheath on that fucker.
If you're Catholics, that's all you have.
When animals get pissed.
An ancient low quality drop from our wrestling show.
I love it.
When animals get pissed.
That voiceover actor is good. We still send him a check or no?
I didn't just get a check from it, so no.
Kate, send over a check.
I don't know that we've done an animals get pissed story about this type of animal before.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Jeez. What could it be? A manatee?
But as most when animals get pissed stories, many.
Yes.
It's the human's fault.
Oh, of course. We're dickheads, dude. Is this a selfie?
And this human got too close.
God damn it, with a fucking selfie.
Don't
cameras have zooms?
Recommend a safe distance of 75 feet from these animals.
What fucking
these
animals
people got
this?
Within 10 to 15 feet in Yellowstone National Park.
A mountain. We've done stories about mountains.
A woman was gored by a bison.
Oh my God. No, we have done it. I swear to God, we've done a buffalo bison.
Did we do a buffalo bison? We may have.
This has happened before.
Yellowstone officials say people got too close to the bison. It charged the crowd, goring 59-year-old Kim Hancock of Santa Rosa, California. She was taken to hospital with a hip injury and is in good condition.
You've been buggered by a bison, you have.
Park officials say the crowd came within 15 feet of the bison when you should stay at least 75 feet away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know. It's a giant animal, man.
It was a rough week. On Tuesday, a female elk with a calf attacked and injured two women.
Yes.
Near a Yellowstone hotel.
Oh, shit.
Another elk on 2 days later.
Right.
Not sure if it was the same one, but another
an elk
attacked somebody. Yeah.
Those are huge.
So,
you know, I searched the term buffalo on our website. It comes up a few times, so we might have done a buffalo story.
An hour story?
A bison. Is a bison the same as a buffalo?
You know, maybe.
How do you spell that? Is it with a
B-I-S-O-N? Okay. There, I knew some people in the Wisconsin when I lived there.
that I knew some bison.
They had a couple of bison, and they're
nothing.
They're huge.
Oh yeah,
they were domesticated. They were very
domesticated.
I found them very sweet.
Right.
I mean, I petted them, but the bison. It was just a big, scary, muscular.
Do they
cow.
Speak? Do they speak for you?
Yeah, they sang.
No. I mean, do they make like a roar?
I don't remember any noises. I don't remember any bison noises.
They probably grunt. Like,
but they're like quite intimidating animals up close. Oh, yeah. They're pretty big fuckers.
It's like a cow that goes to the gym.
So there you go. When animals get pissed, a little bison action.
Sad. Wait, she got gored to death?
No. She's in good condition.
Oh, okay.
So he just warned her.
Did you get that picture? Did she get the picture?
The selfie. I hope somebody else had their cell phone going.
You know, the thing is, like, how many likes do you think that shitty picture would have gotten on your social media, stupid? I mean, let's say, how many friends do you think this person had?
Who?
The person that got gored by this buffalo. Know. Let's say she had 500 friends. She puts a selfie up. I'm saying, if you're putting selfies up of you with buffaloes, you probably take a lot of selfies. So your social media is probably flooded with fucking selfies. So I can't imagine people are going to give that much of a shit about you with a bison. 10
Remember
likes?
The story we did of the guy that thought it was a dead bear on the side of the road?
Oh, we just did that story, fucking wedding.
Yeah, and he took a picture. Tried to take a selfie, and the bear killed him.
And you know, the guy's dead, but we can't. I mean, what an asshole. You know what I mean? Because all of a sudden, that couple's wedding is not their wedding. That's the time their friend got eaten by a fucking bear because he's dumb with his fucking smartphone.
Yep, yep, yep.
They'll never forget their anniversary, probably. Because the same, like, it's going to suck on people wish him happy anniversary on Facebook. And also, so sad about, remember that happened to Mark or whatever his name is? It's fucked up.
What else is going on? You did the Rudy Giuliani kids story.
Yes. There's not much of a story there.
Well, the story is Kelly refusing to promote him.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. But Kelly, so what? Refuse away.
The president ordered Andrew Giuliani's promotion.
Right.
After dining at Mar-a-Lago with Rudy.
These guys, they play golf, they dine, they hang out at country clubs.
Trump.
They don't do shit.
Trump directed his body man, Jordan Karam, to make sure Kelly promoted the younger Giuliani to special assistant to the president.
Ooh, I read this. What is body man? What is that? His bodyguard?
That's the way they... Yeah.
His body man.
Kelly and other White House officials, including Office of Public Liaison Director Justin Clark, refused to promote Giuliani's son because, quote, he subverts the chain of command.
Oh, so what?
And had other unspecified workplace issues.
I mean,
he's
okay.
a shithead.
He's a shithead. But again, give him a job. Who cares? I mean, really?
Kelly is from Axios. Kelly took away the younger Giuliani's blue visitor's pass about 2 weeks ago. Cannot enter the West Wing without an escort now. Andrew Giuliani is a scratch golfer who has...
What does that mean? He's good?
No handicap.
So he's good?
Yes.
Wow. He's rich. He's a rich fucker that can spend so much time playing golf and money at the golf course. He's an elite golfer. Fuck him.
Who has played many times with the president over the years.
Ooh, I wonder how he got his job.
Rudy, your son's so good.
He always sucks me off at the seventh hole.
He credits Trump for helping mend his relationship with his father after his parents divorced. I don't know if he's the kid of the one wife, but we just found out, I think it was yesterday, new news that Giuliani cheated on one of his ex-wives while he was still married to her like some nurse.
Wow.
Or something.
A nurse.
So, party of family values. And the guy that was clutching his tiny little man pearls.
Ooh, yes.
About Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Was he the porn star? I mean, come on. Porn star.
Oh, my God, Rudy.
Porn star.
You're fucking your cousin.
Relax. So, meanwhile, Rudy is cheated on every wife.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's the GOP. They do everything's bizarre. I mean, yeah, they're into illicit shit. There's always crazy stories, but I mean, they're just all fucked up. I mean, they're weird. I mean, it's a bizarre party of people. Take, for instance, Ted Cruz. He stands with Donald Trump, despite Trump saying during the campaign that his dad helped kill Kennedy. His wife is ugly. Right. He said that. Donald Trump said Ted Cruz's wife was ugly.
Kind of, yeah.
Didn't he?
Well, didn't he tweet a picture of his wife side by side with her or something?
Calling him a pussy, man.
Horrible,
I mean,
like that.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Did you? This is going to piss you.
You could with a goat. You would do anything. You're craving.
This is going to piss you off. If you must not have heard about it, because you would have said something about being somebody being legitimized again.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that Kimmel is going to play one-on-one basketball against Ted Cruz?
Why?
They have a thing going. I don't know.
God damn, man. Why? You gonna make him look cool, Jimmy? You gonna make Ted Cruz look fucking cool? This fucking homophobe dickbag?
Page Six is all over Rudy Giuliani. Page Six, the gossip page.
Yeah.
See,
Ted Cruz playing basketball with Jimmy Kimmel is gonna help Ted Cruz win that fucking election. What is your problem?
See, I know this one.
Doesn't it bother you?
Yeah,
God
I
damn.
Don't know. So it says here at the Post, Rudy Giuliani has been bragging to pals about having an affair with a married woman with big boobs.
He's actually telling people I'm fucking a married chick with huge tits. That's what he says.
The former mayor didn't reveal the ample bosomed lady's identity, according to sources, but his rumored mistress, Maria Ryan.
Yes.
Matches that description on both fronts. Giuliani called the claims totally false, and whoever told you that is a liar.
Fuck you. What do you know? You're lying. You're all lying.
A day earlier, the 74-year-old presidential lawyer also denied cheating on his wife, with this woman, a married 53-year-old New Hampshire hospital administrator. I thought she was a nurse, but she's a hospital administrator.
It looks like she has, in this picture, it looks like she has a pink Trump hat on. Ugh.
But Giuliani's soon-to-be ex-wife, Judith Nathan, said that's a lie. My husband's denial of the affair with the married Mrs. Ryan is as false as his claim that we were separated when he took up with her.
Wow, so he is having the affair. God, jeez.
Giuliani and Mrs. Ryan were spotted sharing an intimate evening at a resort hotel in Whitefield.
Wow. Whitefield. You're even in Whitefield. Great.
5 days before Giuliani's wife filed for divorce.
Oh, shit. Well.
The next month, he was back in New Hampshire to preside over Ryan's nephew's wedding.
Yes. Presiding over it.
Yeah.
He's officiating
it?
He
married them. He insists he was there as a family friend. I'm just a friend.
Dude, who the fuck wants Rudy Giuliani officiating a fucking wedding?
Just last week.
Is that weird?
I think there might be something to it, because just last week they went to Israel together. That's when he made those comments. I guess she was with him when he went and made those shitty comments.
God damn. Yeah, really. I still can't get over Rudy Giuliani's marrying me.
The hospital that she works at has described her as Giuliani's partner.
Oh, okay.
In a press release,
right,
about the visit.
Okay. Yeah, there's all these pictures of Giuliani with those eyes, you know, those weird faces he makes, those crazy eyes.
I'm confused. Are there? I don't know.
They must have sex in the dark or something.
What's wrong with these women? I'm sorry, but I'm going to look down on you a little bit for your choice of gentleman.
Hey,
I don't.
Hey, Giuliani's girlfriend, I have a question. When you guys fuck, do you make Giuliani wear one of those black hoods,
God,
so you don't see his weird face?
Over his white one?
That's right.
Is he going to be double hooding?
We're double hooding, baby. He does have those crazy fucking eyes, though, right? He's got crazy eyes.
He's batshit.
All those pictures of him, though, you see his eyeballs? He looks like something's wrong with him. He's got a case of fuckface-itis, just like Eric Trump, the barracuda face.
So there you go. Giuliani out bragging.
Yes.
Denying that he cheated on his wife with this big boobed woman.
Right. Who cares what you deny? Who cares? You're lying. Go fuck yourself.
Bragging to pals about having an affair with a married woman with big boobs. This
right.
is who we have running the country.
And I get frustrated with the GOP because they can't figure you out. It's like, you don't want to give the Giuliani's son beat anyone.
Who knows?
Did he beat anyone? Did he beat his wife? Whoever the fuck he's married.
Like I said, who knows?
How is he so bad? He's so bad. He can't get a job in the White House, but Steve Bannon, a fucking Nazi, was there. Guy, what the Gollum looking guy, Stephen Miller's there. He's a fucking Nazi. So why not Giuliani's shitty fuck son? Why not?
Right.
Ivanka Trump's got a job. Jared Kushner's got a fucking job.
Very important job.
But this guy's too creepy. I just don't understand them.
The headline over the Drudge Report, by the way, all red, capital letters, Cohen flips, question mark.
Yay. So he might have already flipped. We don't know.
It's former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen likely to cooperate as his lawyers leave the case.
Oopsie.
According to sources.
Oopsie.
It's just a shit show.
The special master didn't work out, Donnie.
And that's probably who he's more afraid of, right?
Michael Cohen?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I imagine. I don't know. We don't know what Pauly Manafort knows.
Little Pauly.
These guys do crazy shit.
True.
Three million documents.
And who knows what they're, what we're going to find out. We know one thousandth of probably of what's going on out there, so.
So if there's 3 million, did we ever find out evidence that that ham-faced Sean Hannity Garbles was a client of this Cohen or no?
Well, he admitted it.
Oh, yeah, he did, right?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, I talked to him about some real estate stuff or something.
You didn't think to bring that up when you're covering all this Trump shit?
Of course
Trump's
not.
Lawyer?
Of course not. Shep Smith, speaking reality over at Fox.
Oh, God, Shep, you're going to get fired, dude.
Said that the United States, regarding South Korea or North Korea, the United States made concessions in exchange for no hard promises. So, the guy who, what's his name? The guy that, said that Navarro,
yes,
that said there's a special place in hell.
Ooh, yes,
for Justin Trudeau.
Ooh,
our good buddy to the north.
Mike Pence loves this. He's like, ooh, yes, my special place.
Oh, Justin, take your shirt off.
That special lotion.
So, he's now apologized for that, saying that. He used uncivil language and crossed the line, and that he's upset because it takes away from his message. He's not backing away on the from the.
Is there a special place in hell for Justin Trudeau, or is there not?
Well, you know he believes that. Of course he does.
Listen, since we're talking about apologies, just real quick, Robert De Niro. That's how you apologize. That's how the fuck you apologize.
He didn't apologize.
No, he did. That apology?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
He said he wants to apologize to Canada because we have such a shitty president.
Oh, right.
That's what's up. You like that shit Robert De Niro said at the Tonys?
Fuck Trump.
I love it.
Did you see little Trump's response on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre.
He's a low IQ individual.
Have we read that on the show yet?
No.
Oh, God. I saw that. I'm dying for you to read that.
He's a very...
This is crazy.
Very low IQ individual. Double tweets about...
Said he was punchy or something. And it's true. Hey, Robert De Niro sounds a little punchy. So what?
De Niro, a very low IQ individual. Has received too many shots to the head by real boxers in movies.
Right.
I watched him last night and truly believe he may be punch drunk. I guess he doesn't, realize the economy is the best it's ever been with employment being at an all-time high, blah, blah, blah. Many companies pouring back into the country. Wake up, Punchy. It's the president of the United States.
Wake up, Punchy! Damn, that's crazy.
President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you imagine Obama saying that to anyone? Or George Bush?
Yeah.
I mean, George Bush might say something weird. God, I mean, Twitter wasn't as big a thing when Bush was president, right? That's a shame.
Yeah.
Do you think Bush would have tweeted as much?
No.
We don't know that he could read, right?
I think he can read.
Citation.
I think Bush can read.
Show me. Oh, hey.
I don't think he's a Rhodes Scholar, but I think he could read. Well, I think he's a fucking ultra genius compared to this moron we got in the White House now.
He was reading on 9/11, George Bush.
He was.
The children's book?
Above his reading level, maybe, but... No, I don't think Bush is that dumb.
I don't miss George Bush.
Bush is dumb, but I never thought he was... that dumb.
He's punchy. That's insane.
Donald Trump
taking on Canada. Robert De Niro. Damn, what big nads he has, Schittler.
Before taking office, people were assuming we were going to war with North Korea. President Obama said North Korea was our biggest and most dangerous problem. No longer. Sleep well tonight! Exclamation point.
You know. I don't know what do you do with North Korea? I don't know that we're going to be able to answer that guy. We've got like a few minutes left, but in 2 minutes, how do you fix North Korea? Because if the country destabilizes completely, all these refugees go into China, like a shit ton.
Maybe.
And then what?
The ones that make it.
Yeah. How do you fix North Korea? Yes or no? I'm just kidding.
We'll have to... tomorrow we'll have to
so
funny to watch the fake news, especially NBC and CNN. They are fighting hard to downplay the deal with North Korea. 500 days ago they would have begged for this deal. Looked like war would break out. Our country's biggest enemy is the fake news, so easily this is not his writing.
What
promulgated by That's fools.
Stephen Miller, baby.
There is no way that asshole used the word promulgated.
God, fascist much? Listen to that tweet.
Media is our biggest enemy.
God,
not
damn.
North Korea.
Not like all these gun owners with their fucking guns.
Right. We gotta go.
The media.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, at Cussin' Liberal Media. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting apps, and always at crabdiving.com.
We're your biggest enemy.
Help us out buying shit through our Amazon portal. When you go to buy shit, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
And Ryan's going to be doing some comedy type stuff. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow with more bullshit.
TTFN.
I like to eat. I'm animated. I'm alive.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.